Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Chanel again with, I believe this is my 6th episode. I missed last week, but I guess that's okay. You know what? I'm back again with another video. I'm excited. I'm happy to be back. I'm here with another positive, inspirational message for you all who are listening. I've noticed that I've gotten a few new listeners, so I'm so happy that people are finding the podcast, people are listening. I hope that it's resonating with you. I hope that the message is coming through. I do feel like the message that I have to share with you guys is positive, it's inspirational, it's meant to help people that are going through similar things that I've gone through, or have been through similar things that I have gone through. I really truly believe that I have a strong message. I'm not sure if it's coming across the way that I want it to. I hope it is. I keep saying it. I am kind of new to this whole podcasting thing. So please bear with me if I don't sound the most professional while I'm doing these podcasts or whatever. I'm learning as I go. But I do think I'm doing a great job. I'm sticking with it. You know, I'm on episode 6 now, which I'm recording now. So woohoo for me for actually, you know, continuing it. So I'm so happy that I'm doing this. I feel like I'm sorry for rambling. But yeah, I just wanted to just thank everybody that's listening. Thank all my new listeners. Just let you guys know that I'm trying to continue this thing. So if you're with me and you're rolling with me, then continue rolling with me. I do feel like whatever I have to say is going to resonate deeply with somebody because, I've gone through some stuff in my life. So, and being awkward and being the weird one, the quote unquote weird one, which I don't really believe that anybody's truly like weird. I just think that people are just different and unique. Some people are more unique than others. Some people are more willing to just be, you know, unique and different and don't follow crowds, which is, I guess, kind of like myself. I don't really follow crowds. And some people are just more, are easier to just blend in. Not everybody is the same, and that's just how people are. Anyways, let's just get right into this video today. This video is gonna be, you know, about just being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because, you know, obviously if you feel that you are kind of like an awkward person, you are probably gonna be facing some uncomfortable situations in your life. You're gonna be faced with some circumstances where you're not gonna always feel at your best. You're not gonna always be relaxed. You're not always gonna feel comfortable just as you are. And, you know, we need to learn to overcome that. We need to have confidence even in our most awkward moments. We have to have confidence even in our most, you know, just, you know, the situations that make us feel nervous, the situations that make us feel uneasy, situations where we're not really sure of ourselves, insecure, or whatever it is. A lot of times when we put ourselves in these situations and we're willing to, you know, try our best to overcome, and we just go with it and we fight through it, and we, you know, if we can get through it, we learn skills from that that will help us to be more confident in the future and to perform better and to be better at something. So sometimes when something is kind of hard for you, it means that you maybe have not been the most skillful person in this area, or you don't have like the best skills in this area. It is an area that you might need to work on. And if it is difficult, you are probably learning something, or you're probably going to be picking up, like, you know, new ways on how to handle that situation. If you do decide to stick with it and you don't run away from it, being uncomfortable will eventually allow you to expand your comfort zone and will allow you to eventually be more comfortable in situations where you were once not so comfortable. So yeah, I just really believe that, you know, putting yourself in situations, overcoming it will help us to really break out of our shells and really show the world who we really are. When we're really willing to put ourselves out there into the world for people to really see us and really get to know us and really get to see what our personalities are, whether it's weird, different, strange, unique, odd, whatever it is, you know, we can really begin to hone our own skills, own our own abilities, our unique personalities, who we are, and we'll become more confident even being that, you know, unique person. So it's just one of those things. In order to become more relaxed and more confident, you gotta be willing to put yourself in situations where you are not so comfortable, situations where you're not so confident. You will learn new things. You will learn how to be better in that situation. You'll learn how to speak better. You'll learn how to, you know, just communicate better. You'll learn how to be yourself better. You'll learn how to, you know, navigate through that situation better. It's sometimes it just feels better to us. Sometimes I feel like to run away from situations that make us feel like, you know, scared, awkward, whatever it is, socially anxious, nervous, afraid, you know, or just like shy, when we're in a situation that kind of, we feel sort of insecure, we do want to run away sometimes. But facing it and really going for it and really pushing through will help you to be better in it. So definitely going for it and just, you know, being cool with having awkward moments is actually a good thing. It's not something to run away from. It's not something to be afraid of. Whenever there's something in life where you feel like there's a little bit of fear in it, or you feel as though, you know, you're not really capable of really, or like you're afraid to do it, always on the other side of fear is always like great achievement. Like if you can just break through that barrier, if you can just face the fear, if you can just like, you know, go through it, if you can just make it to the other side of fear, always on the other side of fear, what I've found for myself personally and what I've seen for other people is that once they are able to really, you know, tackle that fear, really face it head on, really say, you know what, I might be afraid, but I'm gonna do it anyways, there's always this great sense of joy, there's always abundance on the other side, there's always a great success on the other side, there's always like the grass truly is greener on the other side of fear. Fear was like this wall that's like an imaginary illusionary, you know, pretend fake wall that we put up in our own heads to like stop us from accomplishing greatness. But really, it's only a figment of our own imagination. The fear is not real. It's just a fake wall that we put up and that we see in our own heads, or whatever our minds perceive is there, but it's not actually there. And on the other side of that imaginary wall, whatever it is that we want to call it, there's always so much. It's like it's guarding it. It's like you really got to work. There's so much here for you on the other side of this thing, but you really have to work for it. And when you get there, you will appreciate it because of where you are coming from. But really, at the end of the day, the fear is really in our own minds. We have to overcome it. We have to face it. We have to challenge it. We have to, you know, tell ourselves that there's like, you know, nothing can really hold us back. You know, nothing's gonna stop us from accomplishing whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, breaking out of this, because I do believe that, you know, people can be awkward, but I don't think that people are really like weird. I don't really think that, you know, awkwardness is really like a bad thing. It's just some of us are just a little bit, you know, unique and quirky compared to the norm, or the, you know, I guess regular society, I will say. But if we want to be able to at least appear more confident or whatever, or to release some of those insecurities, and you won't really feel like you are really like all that awkward. Like I hope I'm making sense right now. It's like in order to just seem more relaxed and to seem in a pair and to even feel less awkward in yourself, overcoming your fears is going to help you in this situation, because you're awkward because you're in your head and you're probably fearful of the situation. You're afraid of being awkward. You don't want to be awkward, but not wanting to be awkward is something that's going to make you even more awkward. So, you know, becoming comfortable, relaxed, and all that takes you putting yourself into a situation repeatedly facing your fear, because it's a little bit of fear. It's probably anxiety that's causing you to become awkward. And, you know, you're just awkward because you are afraid and you're anxious. So overcoming it, frequently putting yourself into the situation is what is going to help you to overcome it and allow you to be more relaxed and allow you to, you know, really show your true personality without the fear. And if you are quirky, I really don't think that there's anything wrong with being quirky. It's about being comfortable with being quirky. It's about being comfortable with being the person who is not a stereotype or is not typical, or maybe people can't quite put their finger on you, or they can't quite understand who you are, or they can't really quite box you in. Like, that's okay, but you need to be, you know, comfortable in it. That's what it is. That's what I truly feel like. I don't think that anybody should ever be trying to change their personality. So this information I'm telling you, face your fears. I don't mean to face your fears and become a different person. Face your fears and, you know, learn how to conform. And you know, face your fears and then you're all of a sudden you're going to be like some normal person who's just like everybody else. No, you shouldn't be trying to be like everybody else. Nobody is like anybody else. Everybody is totally different. But of course, I keep on saying it, some people are unique, very, very unique and very, very quirky, but it's probably obviously because of lifestyle, things that they've gone through in their life, experiences, people they've been around, you know, wherever they lived, whatever they learned in their own life, whatever has made them slightly different. They've learned different lessons than maybe other people, so they have a unique perspective on the world, which is what I feel like I have. I have a very unique perspective on the world. So sometimes when I talk to people, it's like, I'm not sure if they're following my train of thought, because my train of thought is so different, because when I talk to people, most people have not had a similar life experience that I've had. I've had a very interesting life experience. I could tell you guys stories for days that you would be on the edge of your seat, wow, you'd be really, oh my god, you should really write a book, you should make your life into a movie. Which, I don't know, maybe one day I might write a book, but back to what I was saying, my life experiences is what makes me unique, is what makes me interesting, what makes me different. It makes me quirky, it makes me think about things differently. Also, I have my innate personality that makes me a deep thinker, that makes me curious. I'm a very curious person. I have to know the answer to everything. I really do research. I love research. I love documentaries. I love learning things. I don't like being forced to learn things. I like learning things that I'm naturally drawn to learn. And I ask a lot of questions. I'm very inquisitive. I've always had a curious, inquisitive mind. And then that mixed that with my unique life experiences and the very, you know, traumatic things that have happened to me, the very unique way that I was brought up, the very different way that I was brought up compared to 99% of the people that I've been around. I've always been the person that grew up different and lived a different type of life. I just always have. So this is what makes me unique. And I don't know what it is with you that made you unique. If you're listening to this and you maybe feel the same way that I do, there's probably something about you or some way that you grew up, or maybe something about your parents or your family or the location that you grew up, or maybe where you moved to, how many times you moved, what school you went to, you know, your siblings or whoever it is that's in your life, or whoever, you know, had an influence on your life that helped to make you, you know, totally unique compared to other people that are around you, because they probably had a, you know, a very stable life, and you maybe had a very, a very interesting, you know, colorful life. I will say a very colorful life, which is what I've had, a very colorful upbringing in life. So it has made me, you know, quite a little bit, it just makes me think of the world differently. So I don't think that we should ever be trying to change that part of ourselves. People, don't like when they can't pinpoint you, and people don't really like when they can't box you in, because it's like our brains just want to automatically be like, oh, this girl is this type of person, she's this color, so she must be about this. Or that guy, he's from here, he's this color, his parents are this, he lives in this area, he must be this. It's like they quickly want to box you in to say, okay, I understand who you are, I understand what you're about, I understand this, I understand that. And it just makes it easy and quick, and it's just the way that our brains work. But when people can't really understand you, when they don't really like, when you're thinking different, it's like I feel like people, it's when you're different, people will want to call, like, they, it's like you stand out to them, but it's like you stand out because you're like, you're not, you're just not, they don't know what to think of you, they don't know what to make of you. So it's not that it's you, it's not that there's really something wrong with you, it's just that people are not really open and receptive to different, you know what I'm saying? Like, even having a unique perspective, I get people who, like, look at me kind of like, huh, like, why would you say that? Like, everybody knows that it's this way, but I'm just like, have you ever thought about it for yourself? You just say that everyone says that it's this way, but because everybody says that it's this way, do you actually, have you ever asked and looked into it for yourself to know that it's that way? And then maybe I will, you know, that's how I start to like win people over to like maybe asking, at least asking questions and like maybe understanding my train of thought. But what the hell was I talking about, man? I keep on just going off. But yeah, so I'm just going to try to like remember where I was. But yeah, I think I was talking about just like, yeah, like, just, you know, you need to just be okay with being different. It's okay. It's okay. Because people are not going to be comfortable with different. They're not going to be comfortable with it. It doesn't mean that there's ever anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It just means that they just don't know where to place you. So if they don't know where to place you, you're odd. You know what I'm saying? It's either you're in or you're out. This world is set up so weird like that. Like, there's not, people don't really have too many gray areas. It's either you're in or you're out. You're weird or you're normal. It's like, there's no in between. You know what I'm saying? There's no room for, okay, somebody might be different and they're still normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, the world is so weird like that. It's like people who are quote unquote weird, we're the ones who understand that you can be totally weird and, you can be totally weird. You can be weird and normal, which is just like, maybe you just have, you're just different. You have a different sense of style. You have a different sense of, you know, humor. You have a different sense of whatever it is that like maybe other people don't really get, but like they feel like they're supposed to get you or something like that. Like, you should be like, you know, trying to like fit in to society and to different social groups or whatever. You should be trying to fit in. If you're not trying to fit in, then like there's something wrong with you, when really it's not that there's something wrong with you, there's something wrong with their thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will, some people will just go along with whatever the world says. Anyways, I'm just going off and going off and going off, but basically what I'm trying to get at is that don't try to change yourself. Just be comfortable in your own skin with who you are. Learn how to be okay with being uncomfortable. Be okay with being the person who stands out. Be okay with the person who people don't get. Be okay with being the person who is misunderstood. Be okay with being the person who people might not laugh at your jokes because they don't get your sense of humor. Be okay with, you know, being vulnerable. Be okay with people just not getting you. And that's just life. Even the most normal, quote unquote, quote normal, because like everyone's normal and abnormal. So I don't really know how to like make this make sense. I hope that it's making sense. But even for the people who don't necessarily feel like they're weird, you know, there's going to be times where they feel insecure. There's going to be times where, you know, they still feel like, you know, that they made a mistake. They're still going to not always feel like they fit in. Nobody's ever going to totally always feel like they fit in. Nobody's always going to totally feel like they're just totally normal. Nobody's always going to feel as though, like, you know, all their jokes are just like, you know, like they, like, they're just not, no, everyone's not going to always feel as though they are performing at their best at all times, that they are fitting in well, that they are, like, you know, they're just getting along with everybody, that people are just, everybody has awkward moments, you know what I'm saying? Every single person has awkward moments from time to time, so it's just, we gotta get used to it. If you're somebody that suffers from social anxiety, the only way for you to overcome it is to just face your fears. If you're somebody that feels so awkward and gets so nervous when you are in situations, whatever situation it is, you have to just face it. I guarantee you, on the other side of facing your fears, these fake fears that you have put up, like, believed in your head to be real, and now they are real, but they're not really real. They're real to you, but they're not real. Whatever those fears are, there's always amazing things on the other side of your fear. There's always success. And the fear, once you face it, it shrinks down to nothing. And when you look back, you see that it was never anything. It was a figment of your imagination. It was never real. And the only way to become better and the only way to overcome and get to the other side is to be willing to put yourself out there, willing to allow yourself to face some uncomfortable situations, willing to allow yourself to be vulnerable, to really be seen, to the possibility to get hurt, because a life without facing any fears, a life free of any sort of pain, a life full of just like being comfortable does not have any growth to it. It doesn't have any depth to it. It doesn't have any learning to it. It doesn't have any, there's no, you just don't learn. You don't grow. You don't excel. There's no success. You stay stagnant. You stay in one spot. You don't, you know, you don't move up. You stay facing the same battle over and over again every single day. The same battle, the same fear is going to be looking you in the face, staring you right in the face, like, hey, come and fight me, come and challenge me, come after me. And every day, if you do not face it, you will just be waking up every day to the same challenge every day of your life, every single day of your life. You will never, it can hold you back from so much in your life. It can hold you back because maybe you want to, like, be a performer, maybe you want to be an actor, maybe you want to do, like, I don't know, I'm just coming up with things. Maybe you want to be a singer, maybe you want to be a dancer, maybe you want to be a writer, maybe you want to, you know, be a doctor, maybe you want to be a teacher, maybe you want to be, but, like, there, whatever it is, you have to get over the fears. If you're afraid of speaking in front of people, but you wanna, I don't know, like, it's just, there's always greatness on the other side. And it's just one of those things that, like, life is just so weird. It's like, the things that you really want in life is just, it's like, you really gotta work for it, and it's not things that are easy for you. It's gonna be something that is, like, the hardest thing for you to do, that you perceive to be the hardest thing. Like, what you really want is on the other side of your biggest fear, which is, like, life is just so funny like that. I swear to God, it's just so weird. I don't think it's, like, always like that for everybody. Some people have, like, an easy road. I don't think anybody, you know what, let me just take that back. Why did I say that? I'm sorry. Nobody has an easy road, but, like, I guarantee you, if you become willing to just put yourself out there, because I know that maybe a lot of you guys have plans for, like, great success, and you guys have plans to do amazing things in your life. It's 2019. There's so many opportunities out there. So literally anything that you want to do, you want to be in your life, is possible. if you're willing to work for it, and if you're willing to maybe overcome fears that you might be having, if you're willing to really, you know, put the work in, put the effort in, really challenge yourself, you can do anything. But there are going to be things that you have to overcome in order to get there. But it's 2019. The world is full of opportunity. There's so many things that you can do. But it's not easy. Not everybody can really... Like, everybody can, but what makes it hard is that there's challenges that some people are not willing to push through. And if we want to be the person who can really make it to achieving these things and taking, you know, taking hold of the opportunities that, you know, this time of the era that we're living in, 2019, with technology, and everybody can become, you know, self-employed, and there's so much opportunity for everybody to just make money doing whatever it is that they are passionate about. It's crazy, like, how much opportunity there is out there. But the reason why a lot of people are doing it because they're starting to learn that they can really do these things in this time, like in the time that we're living in, and they're able to, you know, condition their mind to be strong enough to overcome challenges. But a lot of people are still not able to, you know, like, challenge their mind, or like to what do you call it, to really just like take hold of their mind and their thoughts to really overcome certain challenges in life. But the opportunities are there. I'm so sorry, why am I talking like this right now? I'm sorry. But yeah, like, I feel like I might be rambling. Like, am I rambling, guys? I'm really sorry if I'm rambling, if I'm just saying the same things over and over again. Like, I feel like that's what I'm doing. But it's just, this is the way that I feel like this message needs to come out. The way that I feel, like, to talk about it. This is just how I feel. So I'm sorry if I'm rambling. But yeah, I just, you know, this episode is just talking about putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. Putting yourself in uncomfortable situations will allow you to feel comfortable in situations that were once uncomfortable. You have to become one with uncomfortability to become comfortable in uncomfortability, if that makes any sense to you. The more you put yourself in situations where you are, you know, feeling insecure, you're feeling nervous and all that, it begins to dissipate, and it will begin to, like, your insecurities and your uncomfortability, I hope that's a word, will begin, like, the feeling starts to kind of, like, dissolve, because you're not running from the feeling of being uncomfortable. You're not running from fear. You're not running from the situation. Eventually, you're just going to be comfortable. Eventually, you're going to be relaxed. Eventually, you're going to be okay. You're going to be calm. You're no longer going to even think about it, that you are going into the situation, like how you maybe did before. So, like, if you have to give speeches at work, the more you do it, the more easier it is to you. Not only is it just easier because you're just, like, you know, the feeling just begins to dissolve, the fear is dissolving because you're facing it, you learn skills, you learn how to do it, you learn how to be better at it, you learn how to just, like, you learn how to condition your mind to handle, maybe, you know, if people are getting bored and, like, the awkward looks that they might be giving you, how you might feel in the moment. You learn how to handle it. You learn how to, maybe, you know, if people can't hear you, if that's something that you're nervous about, like if you don't speak loud enough, you learn to you learn to kind of project your voice louder, you know, you learn how to speak up, you learn how to, you know, speak better, more clearly, more concisely, you learn how to you know, create great stage presence, you learn how to use the stage correctly, you learn how to really, you know, use your body language to really express yourself, you learn how to use different languaging, why am I talking to this? You learn how to use different wording or whatever it is to kind of get your message across. You learn what the crowd wants. You learn how to speak better, louder, clearer, whatever it is. You learn how to connect better. You know what I'm saying? At first, it might not be so easy, but the more you try, it gets easier and easier and easier, not only because you're facing your fear, so the fear has no more power over you. You just learn more skills. You learn more techniques. You learn how to, you know, just manage it better. You learn how to condition your mind. You learn how, and this is not just with speeches and like public speaking. This is with everything that you do in life. The more you do it, the more you learn how to do it, the more, the better you become at it, the better your the stronger your mind is to handle it, the stronger you are mentally to handle it, the better you just know how to deal with it, the better you know how to, you know, get along with people or in places or just, you know, navigate the situation or whatever it is. Overcoming your fears, becoming comfortable with uncomfortable situations, circumstances, whatever, it makes you better at it. You know what I'm saying? And on the other side is a person who is more confident to handle these situations, because confidence comes from learning how to do something really well that you know you're just good at it, so now you're confident at it. You know, confidence, that's what confidence is. Confidence is when you are you just know that you're good at something because you've done it a million times. You don't have to worry about it. Like when you get on a bike, like maybe the first time you rode a bike, you weren't confident. You probably fell down. It was hard. It was difficult. But once you learned how to ride that bike, you became confident. You just hop right on that. You didn't even think about the possibility that you could fall off of this bike, because and you know how to ride this bike. You're not even thinking, like, it's that whole possibility of falling off the bike is not a possibility. It's impossible. You just know that you can do it because you're that confident in your skills and your abilities to do it. And it's just so weird how sometimes we can build up confidence in our physical abilities, but like not in our mental abilities, not in our, you know, our emotional abilities, not in like, you know, our you know, just our in our mind, in our whatever, in our ability to like overcome certain struggles. But like doing things physically, we can overcome that. But like we need to realize that if we can learn how to do those things like that physically or whatever, we can also learn how to do things mentally, whatever. We can learn how to, like, you know, be confident and do things well, you know, in other areas of our lives. But the mind is such a powerful thing. The mind is something that we really need to learn how to really control our thoughts and really, you know, control our mind and control, like, you know, what, like, how to, like, basically just become more motivated and just stronger mentally. And then we could literally, like, do anything that, like, we want to. Like, I hope I don't sound like one of those, like, hippie spiritual people, but I really do believe that a lot of stuff are in our mind, and if we can overcome and like tackle our mind, it's not only like spiritually that we will grow and that there will be benefits to us. I do believe that we learn skills. Like it's very practical. Like how I said, if you are giving speeches or something like that, it's not that you're just, the fear is just dissolving and blah 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 and spiritual stuff. It's because you're learning skills. It's because you're learning techniques. It's because you've done it so many times. Like by the 10th time or whatever you do it, you have seen enough. You have done enough that it's no longer scary to you. Like you've already faced it. So like there's like, what more is there to be afraid of? You know what I'm saying? And you know how to handle certain situations now. You know what to look forward to. You know what to look out for. You know how the crowd might react to you. You know what sounds good, what doesn't sound good. You know, maybe you need to speak louder, whatever. I already said all that, but yeah. So it's very like practical as well as, I guess maybe there's some spiritual, like, you know, side to it, but it's very practical. So becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable. I hope that you guys are willing to do it, because this is something that I am doing also in my life. If I feel afraid to do something, if I feel nervous about doing something, if I'm unsure about myself when it comes to doing something, when I feel like I'm not, you know, going to perform my best, and like I'm just feeling nervous and I'm like just kind of scared about doing something, I always tell myself that if I don't do it, I'm gonna always remain afraid of this thing. And being afraid of something, it's like you have to realize that like you need to get curious about this thing that you're afraid of. You need to take it as a challenge. The fact that you're afraid of it, you take it as a challenge and be like, nah, I'm not gonna be afraid of you. I don't want you to keep on coming in trying to ruin my life and take over my life. Nah, I'm not letting you win. I'm gonna challenge you little by little, one step at a time, until the fear of you is gone, because I don't want fear controlling my life. I'm going to be afraid of some things. I'm not going to say that I'm going to overcome everything. And I'm not going to say that the fear is going to dissipate overnight. But facing it will make it go away slowly, 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 slowly. And I know that on the other side of fear is greatness. There's like a pot of gold on the other side of fear, just waiting for you. Like, it's literally like, you know, like a video game. When you beat the boss, you get a medal, you get whatever it is. That's what's on the other side of fear. When you beat that big, big boss at the end of the video game or whatever. It's gold or a medal or whatever it is. Like, you win trophy or whatever it is. That's what's on the other side of fear. So when I see that there's something that I'm afraid of, I know it's because there's huge blessings or huge success, huge victories on the other side. There's something that I want real bad, desperately on the other side. Not desperately, but there's something that is just like an amazing gift, an amazing, you know, treasure on the other side of that fear. So this is the way that I like to look at it. So I hope that that was helpful to somebody that might be listening to this. This was episode 6. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast, all the new listeners. I hope that you're enjoying it. Like I said, I am a new podcaster. So with that being said, please don't be too harsh on me. Give me a chance. I'm trying to make it, like, you know, better, more entertaining. I'm trying to sound better, try to give you guys, you know, some good information, try to speak to you guys from the heart, you know, heart to heart, and just, like, you know, make sure that I'm providing, like, you know, quality content. I'm trying not to miss a week. I'm trying to put these up every Friday. They will be up hopefully by Friday night, if not Friday night, Saturday morning. So every Friday, hopefully it'll be up. If I don't, it's only because I'm extremely busy. Like I have a very busy, busy, busy schedule. But yeah, so just if you like this episode, if you like the Awkward and Awesome podcast, please subscribe, like, you know. You can message me at awkwardandawesomepod@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram. And yeah, just, you know, let me know what you guys think about my podcast. And yeah, keep listening. So thank you very much for listening to this episode, which is over. it's becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable. And yeah, that's it. Have a great day, guys. Bye.